please.
So, excerpt 22 from Labash, volume 3, article, Save your servant, you, your servant, you, my God. One should believe above reason that he has already received all of his wishes, which is called a gift. He thanks his Rav for this, for one must not live in separation, meaning to have complaints against his Rav, that his Rav is not giving him what he is asking for. For this reason, it is forbidden for man to be deficient, and he must always be in joy. However, in order to have kelim, vessels with which to receive, he must awaken the deficiencies. In the offering, this is regarded as ascending and descending, knowing in the beginning and knowing in the end, and concealment in between. That is, between knowing and knowing, it is permitted to see the concealment, meaning that one has no revelation with respect to the truth, to feel that his work is desirable to his love. It follows that one must not disclose any lack in Torah and work to himself. Rather, he must always go above rhyme and reason and say that he is utterly and completely whole. In between, he can ask his wishes as his eyes can see that he has only faults, but afterwards, he must believe that it is as though he has already received all his wishes and he thanks his Rav for this. At that time, he can be happy that he is whole. It follows that all his wholeness is built on faith and his deficiencies are built on knowledge, since the judge has only what his eyes can see. Excerpt 23. Abash, we'll read it again. One must say, now I see that the real way is actually to go above reason. And the evidence for that is the fact that now I have been awarded with some illumination from above, only because I have taken it upon myself to go above reason. This is why I was rewarded with the Creator bringing me a little closer to Him and giving me some awakening from above. And this illumination that he has now received gives him an answer to all the questions. It follows that this testifies to the above reason. Thus, what should I do now so as to continue with above reason? There is only to grow stronger and to start looking for ways to dress his work in above reason. It turns out that by that he did not blemish his faith at all, since he was walking in it before he was rewarded with any illumination from above. Since even now, he is not receiving the illumination as a foundation on which to build the structure of his work. Rather, he is taking the illumination as testimony to the fact that he is on the right track, that he is in faith above reason. Only in this form of work does the Creator bring a person closer to him and gives the person room to draw nearer to him, since this nearing will not let him fall into the vessels of reception, which are called within reason, since the Creator sees that he is trying to go only above reason. More and more like the light.
Quote number 24 from Bala Sulam Shamai 238. Happy is the man who does not forget you, and the son of man who exerts in you. Happy is the man who does not forget you, and the son of man who exerts in you. When one advances by way of whiteness, he should always remember that everything he has been granted is only because he took upon himself the discernment of blackness. And he should exert it precisely in the you, by way of, and all believe that he is a God of faith, although he currently does not see any place where he has to work in faith, since everything is revealed before him. Nevertheless, he should still believe, above reason, that there is more room to believe by way of faith. And this is the meaning of, and Israel saw the great work, and they believed in the Lord. Thus, even though they have been rewarded with the discernment of saw, which is seeing, they still had the strength to believe by way of faith. And this requires great exertion. Otherwise, one loses one's degree, like Libni and Shim'i. This means that if it is not so, it means that one can listen to Torah and mitzvot precisely at a time of whiteness. It is like a condition. However, one should listen unconditionally. Hence, at a time of whiteness, one should be careful of blemishing the blackness.
Tune into our workshop.
Quote number 25, Bala Sulam, letter 34. This is what the Creator gave to Moses in the verse, "Come to Pharaoh," meaning unite the truth that the entire approaching the king of Egypt is only to Pharaoh, to disclose the holy divinity. This is what he said, "For I have hardened his heart," etc., "so that I may place these signs of mine within him." In spirituality, there are no letters, as I have elaborated on before. All the multiplication in spirituality relies on the letters that are yanked from the materiality of this world, as in, "and the creator of darkness." There are no additions or novelties here, but rather the creation of darkness, which is the Merkava, the chariot or structure, that is suited to disclose the light that is good. It follows that the Creator himself hardened his heart. Why? Because I need letters. This is the meaning of, "so that I may place these signs of mine within him, and so that you may tell," etc., "and so that you may know that I am the Lord." Explanation. Once you receive the letters, meaning when you understand that I gave and troubled for you, as in, "Do not move from behind me," etc., for you will thoroughly keep the achorayim, posterior, for me, for my name, then the abundance will do her thing, her own, and fill up the letters, and the qualities will become sfirot.